Protests on college campuses are not new, but appear to be happening more often. An annual survey started in 1967 by the University of California, Los Angeles, showed that in 2015, students were more likely to demonstrate for a cause than at any time in the study's history. That academic year saw student protesters at more than 50 schools in total making demands for, among other things, greater faculty diversity and administrator removals. Since the start of the fall 2017 semester at Missouri State University, demonstrations at the Springfield School have focused on national policies. On the first day of classes, hundreds gathered in solidarity with Charlottesville to speak out against racism after events in the Virginia city turned violent. Nearly 3 weeks later, a crowd of at least 100 rallied for passage of the DREAM Act after the Trump administration's announcement to end the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program. Both events were peaceful, and each time, speakers pointed toward civility in achieving their goals.
It takes a lot, generally, for students in this area to stand up and get involved. And we saw both events with massive crowds.
That's Jimmy Moore, president of the MSU College Democrats.
And it also was a testament to how civil we're trying to be. We're trying every avenue we can to make sure our voices are heard democratically and nonviolently.
Chris Beyer is president of MSU's College Republicans. He recognizes that recent demonstrations tend to express dissatisfaction with GOP policies, but says he's glad students are getting involved in the democratic process. Beyer also feels the civil discourse displayed at these and other events are helpful for both political and personal growth.
It allows us to reaffirm our positions and understand this is what I believe, or it may broaden horizons that say, well, maybe I was wrong on an issue. Maybe I need to look at the other side.
Beyer adds that protests are very effective in starting a conversation, but says it's what the students do after that that leads to policy change. Moore says it's tough to stay motivated due to the slow pace of change. That's one of the challenges of civility. And it's difficult still the more controversial the topic. At the state capitol in Jefferson City, the civic discourse on display today is lacking. That's according to Republican Representative Lynn Morris of Ozark, who first took office in 2012.
In all 5 years, it has progressively, I think, gotten worse.
Republicans hold a supermajority in both Missouri legislative chambers. It hasn't hindered Democrats' opportunity to debate bills, according to Morris, but he calls the discourse on the House floor at times disrespectful and abusive on both sides. Crystal Quaid is a Democratic representative from Springfield.
My opinion is that it is unfortunate that I expected that, and that when I was going into this, I was not surprised by the negative phrases and the way that folks react to each other on the floor.
The 32-year-old Quaid, who had interned at the Capitol in college, is the only Democratic office holder south of Columbia in the entire House. Yet she's managed to build a rapport with Morris, who is 68 years of age, on certain pieces of legislation. Morris says it's, quote, virtually impossible for the minority party to pass their own bills.
I've been one of the ones that will try to take these really good bills that are not political. They should not be political. They should help all people. And I take those bills and I help sponsor that bill and carry the bill and then let them be a co-sponsor. And then maybe we could do something good for this state.
This includes legislation to combat predatory lending, suicide prevention, and to provide certain services for senior citizens.
Building relationships with folks on the other side and finding these issues that we can both agree on and push forward together is the only way right now in the political climate of 45 Democrats that I'm going to see any progress.
Morris says it's likely some lawmakers don't want to compromise with colleagues on the other side, yet feels that's what citizens want. The Ozark representative uses Congress as an example of what not to follow. In July, an NPR PBS Marist poll showed more than 70% of Americans feel civility in Washington has declined since President Trump was elected. Negative perception of the state legislature doesn't help either, Quaid and Morris acknowledge. This summer, two legislators were called on to resign after their Facebook comments stirred controversy on separate issues.
Words have consequences, and whatever you're going to put on Facebook or put it out in writing, you're responsible for that.
Obviously, this type of behavior is not something that we should tolerate and be okay with from especially our elected officials. But the bigger takeaway for me is that it's a distraction from the serious conversations that we need to be having about what's going on in our state right now.
From a community perspective, Morris says he's concerned that civic discourse is getting worse. Quaid says civic engagement appears to be on the rise, which he views as a positive. The two lawmakers spoke with KSMU 3 days after a former white St. Louis police officer was acquitted in the 2011 shooting death of a black man suspected of dealing drugs. The St. Louis protests have been largely peaceful during the day, but police have made arrests overnight amid instances of property damage and vandalism. Back at Missouri State University, recent demonstrations aren't just a chance for students to express their opinion, but for administrators to offer their support. At its two major rallies so far this year, University President Cliff Smart and other officials have either been present or spoken.
From the most conservative evangelical student on one side to the most liberal student on the other side, they all have a right to their views and they all have a right to be heard.
I've never felt that Cliff Smart has not been for us.
Again, MSU College Republicans President Chris Beyer.
Every time that we've communicated with his office about any issue, he's been very receptive and very communicative with us.
But according to Beyer, faculty tend to be more liberal and says conservative college students can feel silenced. Those relationships in the classroom can be strengthened, he says, through healthy debate. Beyer, who is a sociopolitical communications major, feels he gets that from his professors. Jimmy Moore, the College Democrats president, says administrative support is, quote, comforting to students.
And their presence there brings a legitimacy to what we're doing and makes it much easier to be civil.
Moore notes it's difficult to have a conversation with conservatives on certain issues, but knows there's plenty where both sides can agree. He points to Representative Quaid's collaboration with others like Representative Morris as an example. I'm Scott Harvey, KSMU News.